Polymers made in solution generally have more linear molecules. That is, less branching of side chains from the main polymer chain. And they also have a narrower distribution of molecular weight, that is, greater length, and flow more easily. In addition, the placement of the monomer units in the polymer molecule can be controlled more precisely when polymerization is conducted in solution. The monomer or monomers are dissolved in a hydrocarbon solvent, usually hexane or cyclohexane, and polymerized using an organometallic catalyst such as butyl lithium. In emulsion polymerization, the monomer or monomers is emulsified in water with a suitable soap, for example, sodium stearate, employed as a surfactant in a water-soluble free radical catalyst, for example, potassium persulfate, peroxides, a redox system, is added to induce polymerization. After polymerization has reached the desired level, the reaction is stopped by adding a radical inhibitor. About 10% of synthetic elastomer produced through emulsion techniques is sold as latex. The rest is coagulated with acidified brine, washed, dried, and pressed into 35 kilogram, 77-pound, bales. When emulsion polymerization of SBR is carried out hot, in other words, at 50 degrees Celsius or 120 degrees Fahrenheit, the polymer molecules are more branched. When polymerization is carried out cold, in other words, at 5 degrees Celsius or 40 degrees Fahrenheit, they are more linear and generally higher in molecular weight, features that improve the rolling resistance and wear resistance of tires. In some cases, polymerization is continued in order to give products of such high molecular weight that they would normally be intractable. In these cases, about 30% of heavy oil is added before coagulation to yield oil-extended elastomers with superior wear resistance.